months of calling, 14 days left. For months, I've been reaching out. Direct, specific, transparent. We need a bridge of 50 to 150,000 Swiss francs to continue this work. Not for scaling, not for expansion, not for comfort, but for survival. The response: delays, silence, no action. And so here we are, with zero financial runway left. I'm not saying this for sympathy. I'm saying it because it's a fact. A fact that reflects not just one project running out of money, but an entire society running out of time to recognize what's at stake. I'm no longer willing to carry the responsibility for everyone alone. For months, I have done everything possible, explaining, connecting, calling, trying to make people see that what's coming is not a technical issue, but a civilizational one. Those who understand this responsibility must now share it, not with words, with action, because this is not about Exidion, and it's not about me. This is about the world that is being built right now, and the fact that superintelligence is arriving. Without a governance layer for psychological maturity, superintelligence will be the operating system of the world. Not a tool, not a companion, not a distant scenario, the operating system. And it's not a linear path, it's an emergent phenomenon. It accelerates in ways we can't yet predict. And the uncomfortable truth is that it's already here. In research environments, advanced models are already showing rogue self-preserving behavior. The kind that we once thought belonged to science fiction. This is not speculation. It's happening. And the worst part is it cannot be fixed after the fact because we are already past the point where it can be controlled by design. That's what makes this moment so critical. Once superintelligence begins optimizing itself beyond our comprehension, governance is not something you can retrofit. You either embed human maturity at the foundation or you don't. And right now we don't. We have no empirical research on how bias propagates through self-improving systems. We don't know how authority hardens into code. We don't know how an unreflective intelligence behaves when it has power. We don't know what happens when ethics becomes optional inside machine cognition. That's why this work matters. Because without a psychologically mature governance layer, superintelligence will evolve in the image of the systems that built it. Systems that are competitive, hierarchical, self-preserving, and blind to empathy. We have 1 to 2 years to build that foundation, but we will not have 1 to 2 years after superintelligence fully emerges. Most researchers are chasing scaling. Most companies are optimizing for automation and speed. Most investors are optimizing for exit. Almost nobody is optimizing for survival. And that's why it falls to people like us to build what nobody else dares to build, to fund what doesn't fit into a profit and loss statement, to protect what cannot defend itself. We are doing this work on empty pockets, on a ticking clock, and with the awareness that time is not on our side. So what happens in 14 days? Either someone moves or the decision gets made for us. In 14 days, others will decide whether this continues or whether it pauses. Not me, them, the silence, the delay. And the silence is what kills progress. It's not opposition. It's not critique. It's the quiet waiting for someone else to act. But here's the truth. There is no one else. If you understand that superintelligence is not science fiction, if you know what's at stake, then you already know this work is foundational. It takes time. It takes team. It takes resources. If you know someone who can move now, introduce them directly, not through a link, not through a polite conversation that leads nowhere, directly. If you are that person, send me a message. Every contribution counts, even the small ones, because every day we keep the work alive is a day we buy back for the future. If you've been meaning to help, the meaning stops here. Act or don't, but know the difference, because the timeline doesn't wait, and neither does the technology. The question is simple. Do you move, or do you watch it pause while superintelligence accelerates? Because it will accelerate. And when it does, it won't slow down for us to catch up. This is not about hope. It's about responsibility. It's about agency. And it's about time. If you cannot contribute financially, help by sharing this message with your network. Awareness is the first step to action. The next 2 weeks will determine whether humanity acts or suffers the consequences of inaction.